Awards.
Fred Film Radio Awards.
You are listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Turcot-Pau speaking today from the European Parliament in Brussels, and I'm interviewing today Maricela Rossetti for the 10th anniversary of the lovely and successful Prix Lux. Maricela Rossetti works within the European Parliament and is in charge of this beautiful prize. Hello, Maricela.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
So today is a beautiful day because this prize has been more of a success than we could ever have imagined 10 years ago when we saw it come to life. Did you expect such a wide impact on Europe and our culture?
Actually, I'm really excited, and thank you very much for the compliments, because it is true that sometimes we don't realize how far we have been. When we started 10 years ago, we couldn't imagine to be, not so much impactful, but at least so much courageous to do what we are doing today and what we have been doing in this last few years. So, yeah, it is a great outcome, and we are quite satisfied about what we get, and we hope to go even farther in the next years and in the next months.
Well, you have all your the chances to go ahead with this, because this prize has made progress not only in terms of penetration within the European culture, it's become a reference now, but it's also grown geographically in magnitude. How would you maybe describe the history, the first 10 years, the major steps, the big moments of revelation and of step aheads that accompanied this story?
So at the very beginning, 10 years ago, we started just with 4 weeks of screening inside the European Parliament. And I have to say that, of course, nobody knew about this prize outside the European Parliament. It was even difficult to get him known inside, but okay. And then suddenly we discover that without going into the film festivals, without going within the people, we could not survive. So what we decided, it was a first pilot project with the winner of 2010. It was Die Fremde, When We Live by Feola Dag. It was awarded at the European Parliament. We subtitled it in 24 languages. And then we did also a DVD in 30 languages with also the Goethe Institute, something that we did also previously with Auf der anderen Seite by Fatih Akin. That was the very first Lux Prize. With Die Fremde, what we did, it was that, okay, we had this film in 24 languages, and for the 8th of May, Europe Day, we screened all across Europe. It was a first pilot project of a simultaneous events in 28 member states. And the impact of this event was so powerful and so strong that we understood that even the three films each year in competition should have gone outside the parliament and traveled all across Europe. So the big difference since the beginning is that we were subtitling just the winning film, and suddenly since 2011 we started to subtitle ex officio the three films in competition. Mm-hmm. So actually
three finalists on 10 selected every year.
Exactly. So basically there is no losers in the Lux Prize competition, because the three received the subtitles to be able to travel all across Europe before the award ceremony and before the beginning of the voting of the members of the parliament.
What is also quite amazing, it's something that started here within the parliament, has now become something that reaches out to the public, to public everywhere in Europe, especially throughout the new initiative, relatively new, it's 3 years old now, I think, the Lux Film Days.
It's 4 years actually now, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we are organizing screening all across the 28 member states. Last year we had more or less 54 cities that where we organized the Lux Film Days, more than 20 festivals from Stockholm to Thessaloniki, Tallinn Black Nights, Sevilla Film Festival, and so on. So yes, of course the audience follows us, and this is something great, and they can also vote for a public mention. Then, okay, the final vote remains in the hands of the members of the parliament, but we consider that also something positive, because members of the parliament don't have usually the time to go to see cinema, and since we proposed them still 2 weeks of screenings inside the parliament, this is something that, I mean, helped them in discovering the European creativity. And the Lux Film Days as well, since they are often accompanied by debates, are also, I mean, supported by the members of the parliament. It allows the members of the parliament to meet a different kind of audience and to discuss about migration, inclusion, violence against women through a film, not just through the political issues they deal every day.
And I think through the Lux Film Days that schools and young people are invited to join in, and that this has been one of the public that has been touched more and more by the prize is the young public, the one that is the public, the European public of tomorrow.
Indeed, fortunately, we had also some very good partnership with you as well, with Fred Radio, and we brought one of the winners, Andrea Segre, Io Sono Lì, 2012, Lux winner into some schools in 8 countries. And I mean, the outcome was really, really interesting and great, because to see also how students could react about such a particular films across Europe, it was really interesting. So we hope to develop more and more this kind of projects. What we do with the Lux Film Days is also that we propose to each cinema and each distributors a pedagogical kit translated into the 24 official languages. So yes, of course, our aim is to develop more and more the educational part of the Lux Prize. Mm-hmm.
What do you expect for the near future of the prize?
But already I'm very excited about this special events that we're going to organize this evening. Nobody ever did it. Mm-hmm. We're going to screen the last year awarded film Mustang by Denis Gamzer-Gouven into 28 member states in 24 languages simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And the film will be followed by a Q&A with Denis Gamzer-Gouven. She will be dialoguing and answering questions from an audience across all Europe. So this is something really amazing and incredible. And in the next future, we're going to start the Lux Film Days 2016 with Mavi de Courgette, Tony Erdmann, and As I Open My Eyes. So we're going to reach again the audience of 28 member states. We're going to have the award ceremony in Strasbourg on the 23rd of November. And let's see if from next year onwards we will be able to develop even more film subtitled with the help of other partners. Let's see.
And also of really nice patrons, because you have Céline Sciamma here, Andrea Segre, previous winner, and of course a keynote speech by no less than Ken Loach tonight. So for the public who can be here, like we are, who are not as lucky as us to be in the European Parliament, how can they follow these events? Can they maybe stream these beautiful celebration events?
From 5 o'clock in Brussels time this afternoon, this keynote speech and the exchange of views with Ken Loach, Céline Sciamma, Andrea Segre will be live streamed in the Europarl website and also on Arte Cinema website. So wherever you are, you can follow it for 1 hour and a half, and this is going to be great.
Well, congratulations for this great work. Thank you so much, Marisela Rossetti.
Thank you, Benedict. Thank you, Fred.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.